Two Moose Jaw Catholic schools will offer French immersion programming for the 2023-24 school year, with French used to instruct pupils in classrooms 50-90% of the time. All school divisions are required to submit forms to the Ministry of Education by February 15 about which schools will offer French immersion for the coming year. The form lists each school seeking designation, the grades involved and the percentage of time French is used as the language of instruction for each grade. This process applies to new grade-level designation applications and renewals of previously approved programming. For the 2023-24 year, Holy Trinity Catholic School Division plans to resubmit École St. Margaret School and Vanier Collegiate for approval as sites of French immersion education. At St. Margaret, 90% of instruction in kindergarten to grade 2 is in French, 70% in grades 3 to 5 is in French and 68% in grades 6 to 8 is in French. Meanwhile, at least 50% of instruction in all grades at Vanier will be in French. However, some classes may have more instruction in that language depending upon what they are. Division administration presented the designation form at the January 16 board meeting for trustees' approval. Sarah Phipps, superintendent of learning, explained that the percentages of classes taught in French are similar to last year and in the past. One reason French instruction dips in elementary school is because English language arts, ELLA, is introduced in grade 3, she said in response to a trustee question. Meanwhile, educators teach the Catholic Wellness Program, Fully Alive, and religion classes in English, which is why there is a 10% dip in the language used. I would say, especially now, we have a really good cohort of French teachers. In the past, we may not have had as many who could teach all the French things, Phipps continued. But this, the percentage of classes taught in French, would be typically what we would see across the province. At Vanier, some core classes are taught almost exclusively in French, such as French immersion, language arts, social studies, sciences and math, she said. However, it all depends upon the program path pupils take. Furthermore, some subjects are offered infrequently from year to year that are also taught in French, such as arts ed, drama and psychology, Phipps continued. Many of these non-core subjects are electives, of which students need fewer to graduate. The superintendent added that she has been engaged in French immersion for more than 30 years and acknowledged that it forces learners to use different parts of their brains to succeed. The next Holy Trinity board meeting is Monday, February 13.